So this week, Parashat Vayishlach, we decided to deal with one of the more disturbing stories in Sefer Bereshit, in the entire Torah, the story of Dinah, the story of Shechem, what happens over there. The main and first question you have to ask is, what is it doing there? Because we know Yaakov, his entire battle with Esav began from before he was born, continued. He had to run away to Lavan, and Yaakov made this promise that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be with him. He will return to Beit El and make this monument, bring the sacrifice. Yaakov finally finishes his battle with Esav. He's on his way to Beit El, but suddenly he stops over there by Shechem, and this story happens. What is it doing there, this story?
Yeah, and as we saw, it seems that it's an important step, a difficult one, but an important lesson that the family of Yaakov need to go through before they actually arrive at Beit El. There's something going on here, this battle between the two sides that they need to go through, and they need to learn to understand who they need to be.
Exactly, who they need to be once they reach their land, who they need to be once they reach the land, and compared and in regards to the nations around them, as Yaakov says, La'avisheni v'yoshev ha'aretz, you're going to make me bad in front of the people around us, they're going to come and kill us. And Yaakov's sons just answer him, we cannot allow this to happen to us. And with this, abruptly, the story ends. What is going on over there? What is this message? Bnei Yaakov are teaching Yaakov Avinu. His sons are teaching him a lesson which the Torah ends with. This is the lesson we have to understand. And of course, how is this super relevant for us today and what's going on? Hope you enjoy it. Take a look. So this week, Parashat Vayishlach, the 8th parsha of Sefer Bereshit, 8th week of the war here in Eretz Yisrael. The parsha begins with Yaakov returning from Lavan, meeting Esav, this big meeting that he's been preparing for years. And then, thank God, it goes smoothly. And then from there, we expect to see him go to Beit El, because that's how this whole journey has to end. When he left, Parashat Vayetze, he made this vow, he made this commitment that when he returns safely, he's going to come back and make this memorial, bring this sacrifice for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we expect to see him do this now, after finally the story with Esav is clear, is done, this big grudge between them is gone, there's no battle between them anymore. So we think that this is where he's going to be heading to Beit El to finish the story. But this is not what he does. We suddenly see Yaakov stopping by Shechem, and he parks Vayichan outside Shechem. And the Midrash tells us that he started correcting and improving their economy and adding to their life and making their life better. And then we have the story of Shechem, of Dinah, the daughter of Yaakov and Leah, goes out. Shechem, the son of Hamor, sees her, takes her, kidnaps her, rapes her, tortures her, and then he decides that he wants to marry her. And he goes over to Yaakov and convince Yaakov's sons that they should intermarry and they should live together happily ever after, both nations, both people. But then, as we know, Yaakov's sons trick them to circumcise themselves, and then they go out and destroy the entire city. And following that, we have this big argument between Yaakov to his sons. Yaakov saying, what are you doing? You're going to make all the people around us upset at me. They're going to come and even kill us. And Yaakov's sons just turn to Yaakov and reply to him, we cannot allow this to happen to our sister. And that's how the story ends, very abruptly, very suddenly. And then from this, we go on to continuing to Yaakov going to Beit El. And you really have to ask, number one, what is the story of Shechem doing here? Why is this story right here? Why is it now? Why can we first finish the story of Yaakov running away from Esav, finish that with Beit El, and then have the story of Shechem? Why is it here as it is right after he comes Shalem, he comes as one piece to Shechem, but then before he goes to Beit El? But number two, this story, as much as it sounds very harsh, a very strong story, both with what goes on, but also with the arguments going on over there, we have to remember it's actually kind of familiar, because both Sarah and Rivka were taken from Avraham and Yitzchak, and then after that, they were given back at some point. But we already see this, that the other people come and take the wives from Avraham and Yitzchak. But here, something else happens. So what is going on over here? Why is this story different in that way from the stories of Sarah and Rivka? There's so much to unpack in this terrible story of Dinah bat Leah, but maybe through these two questions, we can try to start to understand this story. Why is this story here where it is positioned in the Torah? And number two, why does this story end up very different from the stories of Sarah and Rivka that we know back from the beginning of Sefer Bereshit?
Yeah, I agree. It seems that this story of Shechem is something that obviously Yaakov and his family have to go through. Hashem takes them through in order to get to Beit El. It's a step on the way. And I think to understand this, I want to focus on two different general points. One is, first of all, the story starts with Dinah. But it said Dinah bat Leah. She leaves. She goes out. Goes out from where? Chazal pointed out that until that point, she was sort of hidden. Yaakov was scared of what Esav would do to her, and he hid her. And now she's going out. Why is she going out? Now she feels comfortable. Meaning there's a certain sense, and I think this is true in general. Until now, Yaakov Avinu, and this is true in general, Am Yisrael and the Galut. When you're away from home, you feel that you have to protect yourself. You stay inside. You hold tight. You know the dangers that are on the outside. But the real danger begins when you start to feel comfortable. You come back home, we passed Esav. Esav's not a threat anymore. We come here and we start to live like everyone else. We start to build Shechem. We're adding to them. Vayichan et Ne'ir, as you mentioned, as Chazal explained, Yaakov adds this and builds that. And you know, their economy, he's taking an active part in building his state, in building the country, in building his home. And at that point, we start to feel comfortable. And Dinah goes out, Lirot Bivnot Haaretz, to see around, to be part of what's going on around on the outside. And in general, this whole story seems to be around those dynamics. dynamics where they're saying, you know what, let's marry you, you'll marry us, we'll all become one big family, let's all merge together, let's intermarry. That's one point, and I'll get back to it in a minute. There's another thing I think that's going on here. We have Avram and Yitzhak. You mentioned they have different stories, but they are a different story. Chazal describe Avram as a mountain, Yitzhak as a sadeh, but Yaakov as a bayit. A bayit is a house that has wall. A bayit is because he called Beit El, and he's going to go there. He still is on his way there. He's not there yet. I think that the story here is Yaakov learning about the difference between what his parents and grandparents were and his role in this world, about learning about the bayit. Because the story starts with Yaakov in Shechem buying the sadeh. By the way, we have both of them. We have buying chelkat sadeh, very much sounds like Avram, and Yitzchak, who is the person of the sadeh. He's getting involved. He's improving their city. He's becoming a part of the world. And Avram and Yitzchak were really a part. Let's remember, not all their children were even part of Am Yisrael. Only one of them. And they're Avhamon Goyim. Avram is the father of many nation. Yaakov, for the first time, we're building Am Yisrael. Everyone in his family is part of this home, and everyone who's not is not, is on the outside. Yaakov, for the first time, is supposed to build something else, something which later will be called an Am Levadad Ishkon Uvagoyim Lo Yitchashav. And Yaakov's still learning this. Yaakov, the first thing he responds is, oh no, what are they going to say? What are they going to think? They're going to kill me, the people around. There's this constant dynamics about who are we compared to what's around us. And his children, Dafka, his children, the new generation, the generation that's not coming from Galus, the generation that's already going to be growing up here in Eretz Yisrael, they see things different. They say, what are you talking about? It doesn't matter what they're going to say. As we know, they're always going to say something bad. It's what are we going to say? It's who we are. Bagoyim lo yitchashav. We won't think about what they're going to say. We're going to do what's right, what we need to build. And we can't intermarry. And we can't let them steal our sister and treat her as no. We have to build who we are. And this is exactly the process, a very harsh and hard process they go through, but a learning process that ends with this concept of Am Yisrael on their way to build the bayit. And the next thing Hashem says is Kumale Beit El. Don't just visit Beit El. I don't want you to visit Beit El just to do the korban. Veshev sham, and sit there and rest there. That's where I want you to sit. Not here. Not in Shechem. Not in the sadeh. In the bayit. You need to build that home. Am levadad ishkon v'goyim lo yitchashav. Only that's how you will fill your role. Yes, you will have an impact on the world. You will be a light to the nations. But not because you're intermarried with them. Not because you're mixed within them. But the opposite. Because you build this beautiful home. As we know, the Navi says at the end of time, when the goyim will say lechuvena le El Beit Elohei Yaakov, to the home of the God of Yaakov. They recognize the beautiful, godly home that Yaakov is building, and that's how they impact the world, not by getting mixed together. This is, I think, the learning process that Yaakov and his family are going through, and maybe the one line that says it all. The whole time here, we have Yaakov called by the name Yaakov, not Israel. But there's one moment where the kids say, Ki nevala sabi Israel. Who's Israel? Suddenly they're talking, no, stop with the Yaakov. Now you're Israel. This is a disgrace to Israel, to the name of Israel. This isn't going to end like Avram just getting back his wife and leaving, or having to hide and call their wife, their sister, to no. We're in a different time now. Ki nevala sabi Israel. There's something called Am Yisrael, and there's a disgrace, and there's the honor of Am Yisrael. We have to stand up for that because we're building our bayit here when we come back to Eretz Yisrael.
Very good, very good. You know, there's so many things in this story, so many details. We always keep on saying that when you learn the Torah, you have to pay attention to the details, both the details, but also to the Hebrew language the Torah uses, because there's so much to what's going on, to the stories that the Torah is telling us. Every single little detail has an impact on what we can learn from this story. And there's so much to unpack here, and we can try to do it a little bit more, because just like you're saying, there's a very strong and clear message here telling Yaakov Avinu, you're coming back to Eretz Yisrael. In the house of Lavan, you were able to live. You were able to keep your identity, keep yourself in the house of Lavan, maybe by turning inwards, maybe by keeping yourself inside, but you can't expect, once you get to your own land, to stay inside and to turn inwards. You're in your land in order to build, in order to add more things. And this is what Yaakov is doing. Yaakov gets to Shechem, and as we mentioned, as we said, the Midrash tells us that he starts fixing the economy, fixing the bathhouses, fixing everything that's going on over there, also on the most materialistic things that are going on, and elevating that. That's what Yaakov's job, that's what Am Yisrael's job is in the world, as we keep on saying every single week, to take what's going on around us, the materialistic world around us, Olam HaMaaseh, and turn it into holiness, and lift it up, and add good into the world, and bring good into the world. This is what Yaakov is expected to do, and this is what he starts to do, and then you can't expect the next generation to not go and continue building on top of that. And then this triggers the whole story that begins here, because we have to also, again, pay attention to the words, to what the Torah is saying. We meet Shechem. Shechem is a person, but Shechem is also the town. But interestingly, Shechem is not the leader of the town. The leader of the town is Chamor. Let's not forget, Chamor is a donkey, but also Chamor is the same Shoresh, the same root as Chomriyut, as materialism. This is what Shechem, the city, is about. He's the son of materialism, and he himself, the city themselves, they're all the same. They're Shechem, and Shechem in Hebrew also is a part, as we know later on. Yosef gets another part, more than his brothers. The word Shechem is a part, is just a part. Shechem He's just a part of what's going on over there. They're very super materialistic world. And then what does Shechem do? We have to talk about this for a second. We keep on talking about what mankind is supposed to do in the world. The first mitzvah of Pur Vu Milut Haaretz, of building the world, of adding good into the world. And then, Alken Yazov Ish Et Aviv Ve'et Imo V'Davak B'Ishto. A man leaves the home where he grew up and he finds a wife and they get married and they build the world. We were talking about this so many times. This is part of the creation. This is part of the creation story of the world. This is what the world is meant for, is for taking this power each one of us has within them to build, to create, and using it for good. Shechem takes it and uses it in the most opposite way. Not only does he use it for himself, as a master for himself, doing what he wants without asking anybody, without getting permission, without even asking the other side if they're interested in it or not, but he takes this power to build and he destroys with it. He destroys with it himself and he destroys with it Dina. He destroys with it the people around him. He doesn't care about building. These powers, these tools he has for building, for bringing good into the world, that doesn't matter for him. He's all about being materialistic on the most lowest levels possible. He's the Ben of Chamo. He's the son of the materialism. That's what he wants. That's where he's aiming for. He's aiming to go lower and lower. And that's what allows him to kidnap and rape and torture. And that's what he's interested in. He's interested in destruction. That's what his world is. But then he turns around with a smile on his face and he says, hey, let's get married. Let's have peace among us. Let's do peace. And we can work together on this, even though he is the opposite of what Am Yisrael represents. Am Yisrael represents the ability to build and to add good into the world. He represents the exact opposite, the full opposite of what we are, what Am Yisrael is. But then with his words, he's talking so nicely. And he even agrees for circumcision. He even agrees for this Brit Milah, because again, even for him, he doesn't care about this. All he cares about is satisfying his most materialistic level of destruction. That's what he wants. He wants to destroy. He doesn't care about anything else. And with this, Bnei Yaakov turned to Yaakov and said, you have to understand what is going on over here, Yaakov. You have to understand that some of the people around us, we can't live with them. We want to come here. We want to build. We want to help. We want to add good. Vayichan Sham Yisrael, you want to add to Shechem, but you have to understand that there are people here that have to be destroyed because they are all about destruction. You can't live with them. You can't have a life together with them. No matter what they say, as Elon Musk said this week, actions speak louder than words. Look at Shechem. Look at his actions. Who cares about what he says? Vaydaber Aliba, he talks to her heart. He seems to be such a nice guy. He's trying to convince Dinah to marry him after what he did. How can you even listen to him? How can you even let him talk after what he did? You can't let him talk. These kind of people, you have to destroy them. These kind of people have no place in the world because all what they want is destruction. This is what their generation is about. It's Shechem, but it's also all of Bnei Chamo. It's all of them. That's what they are about. That's what they are interested in. And again, we keep on saying this every single week. The Torah talks to us. And just yesterday, I got to visit Be'eri together with a few friends, new friends, older friends, to see over there what happened over there. And it's so very clear that there are people, Yoshevei Ha'aretz, it's right around us, right with us here in this land, that all they care about is destruction. All they want is to destroy the world. You can give them as much money as you want. As one of the people that visited with us over there in Be'eri, Todd Rose, said that you think about the money that was invested into Gaza. You think about the amount of money that was put into there over and over all the years. They should have been Singapore. They should have been an incredible country. But they took those tools. They took that money and they used it for destruction. For destructions of themselves, of their own people. And they used it for destruction of us, of the people around them. Because that's what they want. It's an entire generation that all they care about is destroying, is all they care about is evilness. That's what they want to bring into the world. And say, Bnei Yaakov, stand up and tell to Yaakov, Yaakov, you're thinking about all the other nations around us, that they're going to come hurt us. You know what? They're going to say thank you to you for destroying them. You know why? Because we cannot let them live among us, because this is what they want. This is what they will keep on doing if we don't destroy them now. We can't let this happen, not to us, not to our sisters, and not to the nations around us. It's our job to destroy Shechem. And if we don't destroy Shechem, you cannot continue creating and building this land. And to this, Yaakov doesn't answer. From this onwards, from here, Yaakov now can continue to Beitel. After understanding this lesson, that these people that only want destruction, that only want to rape and to torture and to ruin the world, and to take the powers we got from God, the powers we got from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to add good and to build the world, to use that for destruction, you have to get rid of them. You have to erase them off earth. Once they say that statement is one of the most clear statements in the Torah we have. This story, as we said, ends so abruptly. There's no answer from Yaakov. There's no answer to that, because this is the statement that has to be made. This Shechem, this Hamas, you have to destroy to the last person. Don't let them live. Don't let them breathe. Don't let them even breathe. There should be nothing left for them, not only for us, but also for all the nations around us, so we can all live for peace and continue adding good into the world and building more.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned about his name being the name of the city. I think that's part of what defines what happens here with this person. He thinks everything is about him. His whole city, we see, he expects his entire city to circumcise just so he could get Dinah. Everything is serving him, is serving his desire. desires. It's all about him. And even he is ready to take something which is seen elsewhere as so important, the Brit Milah. It's a covenant between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a symbol of the Mesirut Nefesh. Even that Mesirut Nefesh, he is ready to do, but for his needs, for himself, for that destruction. It's like something that on the outside could look so similar, but is not. Things can look similar on the outside, but some are using those things to build and to bring good into this world, and some are using those same things either for themselves or even worse, to bring destruction upon others. This process Am Yisrael and family of Yaakov have to go through before reaching the moment of really building their home, the home of God in Beit El.
Yeah, and of course, in the last sentence, we have to add on to this, like we mentioned, the one who gets Shechem at the end is Yosef. The only one who will be able to deal with Shechem is Yosef HaTzadik, because the process, everything, the journey he has to go through and what he goes through gives him the ability to deal with Shechem, but that's for a different video. It's not for now. So we'll talk again next week. And it's Hashem, Am Yisrael and the entire world should have a Chanukah Sameach, and we should continue and add more and more light into the world. Shkoyach Yitzi.
Shkoyach Tuvia, Shabbat Shalom, Chanukah Sameach.
Shabbat Shalom, Chanukah Sameach. And it's Hashem.